إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Today, بإذن الله تعالى, this is our 10th session, I believe. Yeah, session number 10. And today, in the new lessons that we're going to take today, lesson 18 and lesson 19, we're going to take a new letter, and we're also going to take a new concept. The concept of what is called medleen, or a diphthong, combination of two vowels. So, inshallah, let's open up our book. Let's begin to read Arabic by Dr. Fah Abdurrahim, to page 37. Lesson 18, which is on page 37 and 38. Before we read the lesson for today, I just want to call to your attention that the lesson we're going to take today, lesson 18, dealing with the letter seen, is very similar to the letter we took in lesson 17, last week. Lesson 17, the letter sheen. And if you look at lesson 17 from last week, on page 35, you will see that the letter seen in today's lesson and the letter sheen from last week's lesson, lesson 17, you will see that the form and the shape of these two letters are almost identical in their beginning form and in their middle form and in their final ending form, except that the letter that we had last week, the letter sheen, has three dots above it, and the letter that we're going to take today in lesson 18, the letter seen, has no dots. Okay, other than that, if you look at these two letters, the way they look when they're written independently alone, and if you look at them, the way they look in the beginning, in the middle, and the end, you'll see that these letters are formulated in the same way. And you write them the same way except for the dots. Except that the letter last week had three dots above it. And the letter today, the letter seen, lesson 18, on page 37 and 38, has no dots. Okay, so the reason why I'm saying that is because these are two different letters, even though they look alike. The difference between them are the three dots on the sheen that are not present on the seen. And also there's a difference between them in the sound. One of them has the sound of S, and the other has the sound of SH. The letter sheen that we had last week has the sound of SH, and the letter that we have today, the letter seen, has the sound of S. In terms of the form of the letter, also I want to just call to our attention that the letter we had last week, the letter sheen, in lesson 17, the three dots for that letter is similar to another letter that we're going to take later on in lesson 23, the letter Tha. Tha. Yani, it's in the beginning of the alphabet. If you look at an alphabet chart, you have Aleph, Ba, Ta, and Tha. Tha. TH sound. We'll talk about the details of the letter Tha when we reach it in lesson 23. But what I want to call to your attention now is that the letter Tha that we're going to take later on in lesson 23 also has three dots above it. It also has three dots. Like Sheen has three dots from last week's lesson, the letter Tha that we're going to take later on also has three dots. So later on, we're going to have to really pay attention when we take lesson 23, the letter Tha. We're going to have to pay attention to the difference between the form of the letter Tha and the letter Sheen, both of them having three dots. Okay, for today, just pay attention to the difference between the letter we had last week, Sheen, in lesson 17, and the letter we're going to take today, Seen, in lesson 18. The difference between them being that Sheen has three dots and Seen has none. Okay, also, before we read the lesson today, I want to just mention that the letter Seen is pronounced like the S in sun. The S in sun, S-U-N. but never like the S in rose. R-O-S-E. Rose. You hear the difference in the sound of the S in rose and the S in seen. Yani the S in rose sounds like a Z. Rose. So likewise, the S in reason. The S in reason, R-E-A-S-O-N, is not the sound of the S that we are talking about for the letter seen. The words in English, rose and reason, both are spelled with S, but that's not the sound of the S in Arabic for this letter seen. The S that we're talking about here is pronounced like the S in sun. Okay, so pay attention and note that in English, the S has more than one sound. So pay attention. The letter that we're talking about here, seen, it has the sound of the S in sun. Alright? So, that being said, also I want to mention that the articulation point of the letter seen, like the letter Zay and Saad, letters that we have not taken yet, but like the letter Zay and Saad, the articulation point of the letter seen is between the tip of the tongue and between the plates of the two top incisors, yani the two top upper teeth. The plate of the two top upper teeth and slightly above the lower incisors. A space is left between the tongue and the incisors when pronouncing it. Okay, in other words, the letter seen is pronounced from the tip of the tongue, not touching the upper two front teeth. The back of the two upper front teeth is placing the tongue behind the two upper front teeth, a little bit above the two lower teeth, with a space between the teeth. Okay? It's sa, sa, si, su. In any case, this is its articulation point in Arabic. If you pronounce the word sun, then you'll be pronouncing it correctly. If you pronounce the S as it is in the word sun, you'll be okay. Okay, S is an easy sound to reproduce. Yani, it's a common sound in English, except that there's another sound for S in English, as I mentioned, in the word rose, that sounds like a Z. That's not the sound we want here. Okay, we want the pure S sound. Okay, let's take a look at I want to go into this lesson, but I see half of the class is here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Yeah, about half of the class is here. Only 15 people. No, that's right. Their sister's here also. So maybe, yani. But as far as the brothers, yani, a good number of the brothers are absent or not present yet. So perhaps they are late. So before we go into the lesson, let's just go back a little bit. Let's go back a little bit to lesson 16 and 17 and review a little bit to give those who might be late a chance to catch up with us, because we're going to take a new lesson and I'd rather, yani, begin the new lesson with everybody here or as many as possible, okay? So let's go back and review quickly the last two lessons that we took last week. Lesson number 33, lesson number 16 on page 33 and 34, and lesson number 17 on page 35 and 36. Okay, let's go back and review lesson 16 on page 33 and 34. Okay, it says new element at the top of the page, yani M-I-N, that is the letter mim with a double kesra, tanween, double kesra, tanween. This is pronounced as though the mim with the kesra is followed by an N sound. It's pronounced as though it's M-I-N, min. Okay, and we previously had in lesson 11 the double dhamma sound at the end of a word, which is the tanween dhamma, M-U-N, mun. Here we have min. Okay, so last week we had this lesson 16, yani with the concept of tanween, yani the doubling of a vowel at the end of a word, which means it's pronounced like that vowel with the sound of an N. So two kesras is pronounced like kesra with the N sound, kesra and noon, min. Alright, let's look at the first line on page 33. First line, let's read together. There's a long vowel and then there's a tanween. Two syllables, a long vowel and then a tanween. Line 1, page 33, first word. Atin. Okay, second word. Ahin. Ahin. Third word. Balin. Balin. Fourth word. Anin. Last word?
Bakin.
Okay, second line, page 33, lesson 16. Second line, first word. Li kullin. Remember, there's a shadda on the last letter. Li kullin. Li kullin. Second word? Same way. Li kullin. It's just that the tanwin is written underneath the lam in the first word, and it's written underneath the shadda in the second word. And we said that if the vowel is written underneath the shadda, it means it's kasra. So the vowel, the kasra vowel, and the kasra tanween can be written underneath the letter, or it can be written underneath the tanween. And the same goes for Hamza. Okay, so the line 2, we're still on page 33. Line 2, third word, short vowel, long vowel, tanween. Okay, take your time. Okay, we're in lesson 16, page 33, line 2, the third word is a short vowel, then a short vowel, then a long vowel, and then a tanween. Read it. Naam. Bi-a-ma-nin. 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 Okay, the last word, line 2. Kesra Fatha. No long vowels. Naam. Li-a-bin. 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 Li-abin, not li-abin. There's no long vowel here. The aleph in this word is just a seat for Hamza. Okay, the aleph is just a seat for Hamza. And whenever you see a letter like aleph or waw or ya as a seat for Hamza, that letter doesn't count. Rather, we pronounce the Hamza with whatever vowel is with it. Li-abin. Okay, line 3, page 33. Line 3, first word.
Abin.
Abin. Second word. Banin. Third word.
Namin.
Namin. Last word. Two words. Read them together. Now, min makanin. Min makanin. Min makanin. Now, turn to page 34, top of the page, line 4. The first word is a short vowel. Short vowel, short vowel, and then tanween. Four syllables. Short, 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 and then tanween. First word. No long vowels. The aleph at the end of the word is a seat for Hamza. Okay, no long vowels. All sharp, short vowels. Read it again. Naam. Bi-na-ba-in. 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 Naam. Second word. Ka-um-min. Hold the shadda. The meme has a shadda. That means you have to pronounce two memes. Ka-um-min. 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 Okay? Last line, last words, long vowel, and then tanween.
La-hin.
La-hin. La-hin. Okay. Let's go to lesson 17. Also review lesson 17. Page 35 and 36, the letter Sheen. The letter Sheen. Okay, the letter Sheen. First line, page 35, first line, first word, long vowel, and then tanween. First word.
Mashin.
Mashin. Second word, note that the second letter has a shadda. There's a shadda on the back. Okay, short vowel, shadda, long vowel, tanween. Short vowel, shadda, long vowel, and then tanween. Second word.
Nab-ba-shun.
Good. Nab-ba-shun. 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 Okay, third word has a short vowel, long vowel, and then tanween. Three syllables. Short vowel, long vowel, tanween. Third word.
Ba-shun.
Ba-shun. Last word, note that there's a sukoon on the ba. That means there's only two syllables. Last word.
Kab-shun.
Kab-shun. Good. Second line, first word, long vowel, and then tanween. Two syllables. First word.
Shakin.
Shakin. Naam. Second word, three short vowels. Second word. No long vowels. No long vowels. Na. Sha. A. Nasha'a. Nasha'a. Third word. The second letter has a shadda. Okay, remember the shadda means The letter is doubled. The first one has sukoon. Join it to the letter before. So the sheen with dhamma is going to be joined to the ba that has shadda as a sukoon. And then the next ba has kasra. And then the last letter ha has yani fatha. So it's going to be yani three syllables. Three syllables. Okay, second line, third word. Naam. Shub bi ha. Shub bi ha. Just hold it. Shub bi ha. Okay, line two, last word, short vowel, long vowel, tanween. Four syllables. Short, short, long, tanween. Fourth word.
Bishimalin.
Good. Bishimalin. Okay, last line, third line, not last line, third line, page 35, first word, short vowel followed by sukoon, and then another short vowel, three syllables. First word, line three.
Sha-mim-tu.
Short, short, followed by sukoon, and short again. No long vowels. Again, once more time.
Sha-mim-tu.
Sha-mim-tu. Second word, notice that the second word has a shadda on the last letter. That means we're going to join the first meme to the sheen with fatha. Okay, so it's going to be three syllables. Short vowel followed by shadda, and then another short vowel. Second word, line three.
Ashammu.
Ashammu. Okay, the next word, the third word, short vowel, long vowel, tanween. Short. Long tanween, three syllables. Third word.
Shamimun.
The last word, short vowel, tanween. Line three, fourth word.
Shalalun.
Good. Shalalun. 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 Okay, turn to page 36, line four. Top of the page, 36, line four. The first word has a short vowel, and then it has a hamza with elongated. Hamza with fatha elongated by aleph. Okay, that wiggly line on top of the aleph means that that's a hamza with fatha elongated by aleph. Okay, so it's going to be short vowel, then a long vowel. Hamza with a long vowel, then ba with a long vowel, and then ba with a short vowel. So it's going to be four syllables. Short, long, long, short. Okay, first word. Naam. Sha-a-bi-bu. 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 Naam. The next word, line four, second word, the first syllable is a short vowel followed by a sukoon. And then another short vowel, and then tanween. It's going to be three syllables because the second letter is a sukoon. It's going to be joined to the first syllable. Okay? Second word. Naam. Mushkilun. Mushkilun. The last word on line four is similar to the word before, but the first letter has a fatha, short vowel followed by sukoon, and then the next syllable is going to be a long vowel, and then there's going to be tanween. So it's going to be three syllables. Short vowel followed by sukoon, long vowel followed by tanween. Three syllables. Last word. Mashkulun. Mashkulun. Okay, let's just read lesson 16 one more time. One more time. Page 33, lesson 16. Same lesson, just turn back to page 33. Lesson 16, page 33, line 1. Line 1. Let's just read it straight through, yani, from line 1, one word at a time, paying attention to long vowels and short vowels, sukoon, shadda, tanween, all these things, pay attention to everything. Okay, everybody with us on page 33? Page 33, line 1, first word.
Atin.
Atin. Second word.
Ahin.
Ahin. Third word.
Balin.
Balin. Fourth word.
Anin.
Anin. Last word.
Bakin.
Bakin. Second line, first word.
Likullin.
Likullin. Second word. Likullin. Third word. Bi-amanin. 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 Last word. Kesra fatta tanween. Li-abin. Li-abin. Okay, line 3, long vowel and tanwin. Line 3, first word.
Abin.
Abin. Second word. Banin. Third word.
Namin.
Last word.
Min
makanin. Min makanin. Okay, page 34, line 4, first word. First word.
Binabain.
Binabain. Binabain. Second word. Ka-ummin. Ka-ummin. Last word.
Lahin.
Lahin. Okay, this is a review of the last two lessons that we took last week. And today, inshallah, we're going to take a new lesson. Again, the new lesson is lesson 18 on page 37 and page 38. Page 37 and page 38. Okay, turn to page 37, lesson 18. It says at the top of the page, new element, S-A. Walaikum salam. Yani seen with fatha. S-A. Sa. It always represents the S as in see or in sound. Huh? Okay, make it, do something with it, whatever. No, but you can change it, no problem. It always represents the S as in C, sound, and master, master. And never, it never represents the sound of S in risen, or because, or rose. Okay, be careful with the letter seen, and you just pronounce it like a regular S, not like the S in the English word reason, or rose, or because, which sounds like a Z. Okay, the letter seen, as I mentioned earlier in the beginning of the class before we did the review, the letter seen is very similar to the last lesson, the letter we had in the last lesson 17, the letter sheen. Seen and sheen almost look exactly the same. Wa alaykum salam. Except that, in lesson 17, the letter sheen has 3 dots, whereas the letter seen has no dots. Otherwise, they are independent, alone form, as well as their beginning, middle, and ending form, are exactly the same, except for the dots. Except for the dots. Okay. Page 37, lesson 18, line 1 begins with a word that has a long vowel and then a tanween. 2 syllables, long vowel and then tanween. Line 1, first word.
Nasin.
Nasin. Okay, here the seen in this word is in its independent or lone form. It's not connected to anything. It's at the end of the word, and normally a letter at the end of the word is going to be connected to the letter before it. But it's not connected to the letter before. For what reason?
So aleph.
Because aleph is before, and aleph is a non-connector. Non-connector means what?
It cannot connect to the letter after it.
But it can connect to the letter before it. Okay, so non-connectors, aleph, and waw, and what other letters are non-connectors? Dal, Zal, Ra, and Zay. Okay, these letters are non-connectors, meaning they cannot connect to the letter following them. For this reason, even though seen is at the end of this word, it's not connected because it's following the letter aleph, which is a non-connector. Okay, the second word, line 1, has a short vowel followed by sukoon. Make that one syllable. And then the last letter also has a short vowel. So there's 2 short vowels here. But the second letter has sukoon. Okay, second line 1, second word.
Amsi.
Amsi. Okay, also note here that the seen in this word is also the last letter, but here it's connected. Because the letter before it is a connecting letter. So here we see the seen in its final form. This is how seen should look in its final form. It looks the same way that it looks when it's written by itself, except that it has a little piece to connect to the letter before it. Okay, line 1, the third word has a short vowel, a long vowel, and then a tanween. 3 syllables, short vowel, long vowel, and then tanween. Third word.
Saminun.
Saminun. Saminun. Naam, Saminun here we see the seen in its initial or beginning form. Okay, this is how seen looks when it's in the beginning of a word. It has its beginning form of the letter without the extra loop. The loop is cut off in order to connect it to the letter that's following it. That's how it looks when it's in its initial or beginning form. As we see in the top of the page of this lesson, the seen when it's written, yani the second seen on the top of the page is the seen when it's in the beginning of a word. Okay, this is the third word, sami nun. Okay, the last word has a short vowel, long vowel, and then another short vowel. Three syllables, short vowel, long vowel, and then another short vowel. Line one, last word. Nasitu. Nasitu. Here we see the letter seen in its middle form. Yani when it has a letter before it and a letter after it. This is the way the seen looks. Yani it looks the same way that it looks in its beginning form, except it has a connector on both sides to connect to the letter before it and to connect to the letter after it. So seen here is in between the letters Noon and Ya. Ya is the letter that's used to elongate the Kesra. So that's how we get the long sound of Nasitu. Nasitu. By the way, Nasitu is a past tense verb, and this is a word that perhaps you can use sometime. If I ask you a question and you don't know the answer, you can say Nasitu. Nasitu means what? I forgot. Don't say I didn't know, because we already had this. So don't say I didn't know. Say I forgot. Nasitu. That means I forgot. You can also say I didn't do review. That's why I forgot. Okay, this is line one. Let's read line one all together. First, second, third, and fourth word. Line one, page 37, lesson 18. The first word.
Nasin.
Nasin. Second word.
Amsi.
Amsi. Third word.
Saminun.
Last word.
Nasitu.
Nasitu. Okay, line two, the first word, short vowel, long vowel, tanween. Three syllables, short, long, tanween. First word.
Samumun.
Samumun. Samumun. Second word.
Sa'alna.
Yani short, short, followed by sukun, and then a long vowel. Yani three syllables. Sa'alna. 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 Okay, line two, third word. It has a short vowel followed by sukun, then another short vowel, and then another short vowel. All short vowels, but there's a sukun, right, on the second letter. Pay attention, it's going to be three syllables, because the second letter has a sukun, so it's joined to the first letter as one syllable, and then there's a short vowel and another short vowel. Line two, word three.
Nas'alu.
Nas'alu. Nas'alu. Nas'alu. Nam. Line two, the last word, short vowel, long vowel, tanween. Three syllables, short vowel, long vowel, tanween. Line two, last word.
Masilun.
Masilun. Now, let's read this line together. First word.
Samumun.
Samumun. Second word.
Sa'alna.
Sa'alna. Third word.
Nas'alu.
Nas'alu. Nas'alu. Last word.
Masilun.
Okay. Line three. First word has a short vowel, a long vowel, and a tanween. First, let me give somebody to raise your hand a chance to read this word. First word. Now, Mustafa. First word on line three.
Ma'asin.
Ma'asin. He read that with ease.
Mashallah.
You read this lesson before you came to class? Mashallah. That's good. Ahsant. Ahsant. Mashallah. Okay, let's read it together. Line three, the first word. Short vowel, long vowel, tanween. Ma'asin. Second word has short vowel, long vowel, tanween. Three syllables. Short, long, tanween. Line three, second word.
Asasun.
Asasun. Next word, line 3, third word, short vowel, long vowel, ten wins. Short vowel, long vowel, ten wins. Third word.
Libasun.
Libasun. Last word has a shadda on the second letter. So it's going to be, yani, two syllables, but yani the seen is going to be doubled. One seen with sukoon is joined to the meme with fatha, and the second seen has the vowel, short vowel, fatha. Okay, line 3, last word.
Masa.
Good. Massa. Yani shadda on the seen means hold it, emphasize it. Massa. No long vowels. Massa. Okay, let's read line 3 all together. Everybody together, page 37, lesson 18, line 3. First word.
Ma'asin.
Second word. Again. Second word.
Asasun.
Naam. Asasun. Third word.
Libasun.
Last word.
Massa.
Okay, let's turn to page 38, line 4. Page 38, line 4. Okay, the line 4 is going to have two words. Okay, there's an expression here that is a combination of two words. Okay, the first one is the lamb with fatha elongated by aleph. Okay, this letter lamb aleph here is lamb with fatha. Yani the fatha should be read as though it's on top of the lamb, not on top of the aleph. It's on top of the lamb. Okay, so it's lamb with fatha followed by an aleph to elongate it. Okay, the second word in this expression is meme with kasra, seen with fatha elongated by aleph, and then seen again with fatha. Okay, so let's read the first part of this expression, lamb fatha aleph.
La.
La. Okay, la we know means
no.
No, okay? Okay, la is the first part of the expression. The second part is short vowel, long vowel, short vowel. The second part of it is
Misasa.
Misasa. Okay, together, let's read it together.
La
misasa. La misasa. La misasa. Okay, the second expression here is also a combination of two parts. The first part, mim fatha aleph, is pronounced
ma.
Ma. Like just like the last one was la, this one is ma. Okay, the second part is hamza with fatha followed by noon with sukoon. That's one syllable. Then seen with fatha elongated by aleph. That's the second syllable. Then noon with kasra elongated by ya. That's the third syllable. And then ha with dhamma, short vowel, fourth syllable. Four syllables. Read the second part of the last expression. Just the second part of it. An sa ni ho. An sa ni ho. An sa ni ho. Okay, together with both parts of this expression, we say
ma
nam ma an sa ni ho. Ma an sa ni ho. Ma an sa ni ho. Yani ansani means yani he caused me to forget. Ansanihu means he caused me to forget him or it. Yani ma ansanihu, he did not cause me to forget him, or he did not cause me to forget it. In any case, this is an irregular combination here, which we will come to learn about later on, inshallah. But in any case, it's a normal word, ma ansani, yani he didn't cause me to forget who, means it or he. Could yani, it means third person masculine. It could refer to a person or a thing. Ma ansani hu. Okay, let's read both of these expressions. The first one on line 4 should be what?
La
misasa. La misasa. And the second one should be?
Ma
ansani hu. Naam. Okay, line 5. The first word, short vowel, long vowel, tanween.
Sababun.
Okay, short vowel, long vowel, tanween. Three syllables. Again.
Sababun.
Second word, short vowel. Short vowel followed by sukun. And then the last syllable is a kasra followed by ya. That means it's a long vowel. So short vowel followed by sukun, and then a long vowel. Okay, three syllables. Second word.
Sa-am-shi.
Sa-am-shi. Yani sa-am-shi. Am-shi is a verb. Yani sa, huh? Yani the verb to walk. Masha yamshi. Ana amshi. I am walking. Or sa-am-shi, I will walk. I will walk. Yani sa-am-shi ila al-masjid ghadan. Yani today I rode. But tomorrow, inshallah, I'll walk. Inshallah. Tomorrow I'll be going to the masjid near my house. I can walk there. I can't walk here. Tayyib. Who's that back there laughing? Sounds like Abdul Halim. Sa'amshi. Okay, let's read these two words again. Line 5, the first word.
Sababun.
Second word.
Sa'amshi.
Line 6. First word, short vowel followed by sukun, and then a long vowel. Three syllables, short followed by sukun, and then a long vowel. Okay, first word.
Sa-nash-ku.
Sa-nash-ku. Sa-nash-ku. Second word is a short vowel, long vowel followed by tanween. Short, long, tanween. Second word.
Sabilun.
Sabilun. Okay, let's read these two words again. The line 6, the first word. Again.
Sanashku.
Sanashku. Second word.
Sabilun.
Okay, let's read this letter, this lesson individually. Turn back to page 37. Back to page 37. Lesson 18. First page of the lesson 37. Line 1, raise your hand. Who wants to read the first word? First word. Yam. First word. Muhammad. Muhammad Menti.
Nasin.
Second word. Naam. Abdullah.
Amsi.
Third word. Mustafa.
Saminun.
Good. Last word. Naam. Abdul Sabur. Naam, nasitu. Good. Second line, first word. Who wants to read? Naam, Yusuf.
Samumun.
Good. Second word. Naam, Salahuddin.
Sa'alna.
Third word. Who didn't read yet? Huh? Where Abdul Shakur? Where's Abdul Aziz? Oh, back there. Okay. Naam, Abdul Shakur. Third word. Line 2. Third word. Again, Nas. But no long vowels. Nas-a-lu. 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 Last word. Abdul Aziz. Masi-lun. Masi-lun. Line 3. First word. Who didn't read yet? Now, Jean. Okay, I hear you, Abdul Haq. Jean. First word. Remember, the wiggly line means that it's a hamza with fatta elongated by aleph. Ma. But it's two. It's three syllables. Ma, and then a.
Oh,
ma-a-sin. Remember, the wiggly line on top of the aleph means that. That aleph is a seat for hamza with fatha elongated by aleph. This is a short way of writing hamza with fatha elongated by aleph. Ma'asin. Second word, line 3. Now, what's your name, brother? Muhammad. Yeah, Muhammad. Asasun. Asasun. What is the meaning of asasun? Yeah, Muhammad. Yeah, asasun. What's the meaning?
English.
Yes, in English. Right. Asas means the foundation of something. Al-usul, al-asas, asluhu, asas. Yani, al-qaida. Naam. Alladhi yubna alayhi, al-asas.
Line 3, third word, Salahuddin. Libasun. Line 3, fourth word, Abdurrahman. Massa. Page 38, line 4, top of the page, page 38. First word, first combination. Naam, Abdul Wali. Naam, la misasa. La misasa. Second combination, Abdul Shakur. I'm sorry, Abdul Sabur. Abdul Shakur, Abdul Sabur. They're sitting next to each other, got me confused here now. Abdul Sabur. Naam. Naam, ma, long vowel, ma ansanihu. Ma ansanihu. Tayyib, line 5, first word, first word. Abdul Haq. Sababun. Sababun. Can you give me a hadith with the word sabab in it? Sababul Muslim. Fusukun. وَكِتَالُهُ كُفْرٌ نعم. Line 5, second word, second word. Mustafa, second word.
سَأَمْشِي.
سَأَمْشِي. Line 6, first word. Line 6, Muhammad Mente. سَنَشْكُ. Line 6, second word. Yusuf.
سَبِيلٌ.
He did. I mean, he did not. Yes, ma ansanihu. Naam. Taib, this is lesson 18. Any question about lesson 18? The letter seen. Naam. Ma ansani. Yani ansani means he caused me to forget. Ma ansani means he did not cause me to forget.
It's a negative.
It's negative. It or him. Naam. Ma ansanihu. It or who? He or it. Either one could be. Depends on the context, right? Okay, any question about lesson 18? The letter seen. Okay, remember, seen is written exactly the way the letter sheen from last week, lesson 17, was written, but without the three dots. And also, just make note that in lesson 23, we're going to take another letter, the letter tha, that's not pronounced anything like sheen, but it also has three dots. So pay attention when we get to lesson 23. Okay, lesson 19 is a new concept. And probably, yani, it's the last concept that we're going to be taking in this book. Last new concept. Yani, in other words, concepts meaning like tanween, yani, the double vowel at the end is pronounced as though it's the vowel with noon. Shadda means a double consonant, right? The long vowels, how we elongate kasra with ya, we elongate fatha with aleph, we elongate dhamma with waw, okay? Sukoon means that there's no vowel, the absence of a vowel, you join it to the letter before. These are basic fundamental concepts for reading and writing Arabic language. You have to know them well. You have to know what is shadda, what's sukoon, what's tanween. You have to understand these. What's the difference between long vowel and short vowel? How you make the short vowels long? Well, here, there's a new concept here that we're going to take, and it's the last of the concepts, yani, of the fundamental concepts that we're going to learn for Arabic. What comes after this is going to be, you know, just expanding on what we on the concepts that we have taken so far. Okay, we're going to see, for example, different forms of the letter Hamza when it's written on waw or ya or aleph when it's written without any seat and things like that. But this is going to be the last fundamental concept that we're going to take in this book, and it's called Mad Al-Leen. Mad Al-Leen. Okay, what is Mad Al-Leen? It's a type of elongation. Different than the elongation that we had with Fatha and Aleph, and Ya, a Kesra with Ya, and Dhamma with Sukoon. It's a type of elongation because it's two counts, but it's not two counts of Fatha, Kesra, or Dhamma, but it's one count of Fatha and one count of Ya. Yani, two different vowel sounds. Fatha sound and Ya sound. A combination of two different vowels. Okay, we're going to see in the next lesson, lesson 20, another combination like this, fatha combined with waw.
two different vowel sounds. Okay, in this lesson we're going to take fatha with ya. Okay, it begins as a fatha sound a, and then it goes to the ya sound e. It's called medleen. What is important here, and like we have a little bit of a problem, okay? I don't want you to read the note in this lesson here. I don't want you to read the note. Instead, I'm going to give you a note. The note for this lesson, for this med lean, for lesson 19, the new element MAI, note that AI is pronounced like AY, because the sound of kesra, I, is elongated by ya. So the sound of ya is like the sound of kesra. The sound of ya is like the sound of kesra. Like the sound of wow is like the sound of dhamma as a vowel sound. And the sound of aleph is like the sound of fatha as a vowel sound. So the sound of ya, yani, following the sound of fatha, is like M A Y as in may, or D A Y as in day, or B A Y as in bay, or W A Y as in way. The same A Y sound that you find in way or say or may is the same sound here. In Arabic, for example, we have lam fatha ya with sukoon, L-A-Y, pronounced lay, as in Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr. Okay? Beam fatta, ba fatta, ya with sukoon, and ayn is pronounced B-A-Y, bay with ayn. Bay'un. Bay'un. Bait. Bait, ba fatta, ya with sukoon, is pronounced B-A-Y, bay, as in the word bait, baitun. Okay? So the A-Y sound in English, as in M-A-Y, may, or D-A-Y, day, is the same as the A-Y sound in Arabic, as in L-A-Y-L, layl, laylatul qadr, lam, fatha, ya, with sukoon, layl. The same as in, what word you said?
Bait.
Bait. Bait. Bait. Same sound. A. Bay. Bay with a ta. Bait. That means what? Baitun. A house. Okay? So this is what I want you to keep in your mind. The sound of AY, the combination of fatha, followed by ya with sukoon. Okay? The condition is that ya has to have a sukoon. Because ya, as we'll see later on, may be used as a consonant. And it may have a vowel of its own. But if fatha is followed by ya and ya has sukoon, then that means this is a diphthong. A diphthong, wa alaykum salam. A diphthong is what? A combination of two different vowel sounds. Starting out as one vowel and then going into the next vowel. It produced this kind of sound. Okay, try to keep in your mind the word that you know well, like baytun or laylun. Words that you might have heard in Arabic before. I know everybody knows Laylatul Qadr. Nobody, no Muslim doesn't know Laylatul Qadr. Yani? I hope, inshallah, unless we are new in Islam. Because Laylatul Qadr, when Ramadan comes, you gotta know about what is Laylatul Qadr. Right? That's the special night in Ramadan. Special night in Ramadan that whoever prays or worships Allah in that night, they will get the reward that will be better than worshipping for 1,000 what? خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ 1,000 months. Not 1,000 nights, 1,000 months. Any 83 or 84 something years, right? Okay, months. Okay. Again, the sound is like A-Y in May or day or bay. Okay, now what I want you to do is you look at the top of the page. Before line 1, you see Meem Kesra Ya, and you see Meem Fatha Ya. Meem Kesra Ya we had before, right? When we had the long vowel, yani, Ya elongating Kesra. We know that. It just elongates the vowel of Kesra, and it's pronounced Me. Me. But now you have to pay attention, because if you see the Ya with Sukoon You have to pay attention. Is it preceded by kasra, meaning it's elongating the kasra, or is it preceded by fatha, meaning it's a diphthong, combination of two different vowel sounds? Whenever you see the letter ya, it doesn't have a vowel, it has sukun. You have to be careful. You have to look at the vowel before it. If the vowel before it is kasra, kasra is elongated by ya. But if the vowel before it is fatha, then that's a diphthong. That's a combination of two different vowel sounds. So please pay attention to this. Any question? Naam. Adhan? Zakharak. After the adhan, inshallah.
Bismillah wa salatu wa salam wa sallallahu ala wa man wa la wa ba'd. Okay, again, we're going to go back to lesson 19. A new lesson for today, page 39. And we said that the new element here is the combination of two different vowel sounds, the fatha, when it's followed by ya. We said that in the next lesson 20, we're going to see fatha followed by wow. That's also a diphthong sound. But for today, we're just going to take one of them, fatha followed by ya. Please be careful. When you see ya with sukun, pay attention to the vowel before it. If it's preceded by kasra, that means it's a long vowel. But if it's preceded by fatha, that means it's a diphthong. Okay? So the diphthong sound is like a, y, the same as we say in English, D-A-Y, day, M-A-Y, may, and so on. In Arabic we say L-A-Y, L, layl, B-A-Y-T, bait, okay, A, bay, bait, lay, layl, and so on, like this. Okay, on the top of the page, the first, before line one, we see meme with kasra, followed by ya. It has no vowel, that means sukun, right? You pronounce it what?
Me.
Me. Across from it, we see meem with fatha, followed by ya with sukun. That's a diphthong combination. We pronounce it?
May.
May. Alright? So it's going to be A, like the name of the first letter of the English alphabet. A. It's two counts, okay? Because it's two vowels, two different vowels being joined together. Okay, line one, kaf, fatha, ya with sukun, should be pronounced?
K.
K, like the name of the English letter, right? The letter K. Line one, second word, lam, fatha, ya with sukun.
Lay.
Lay. Yani, like as in Laylatul Qadr. Third word, yani, lam with kasra, kaf, fatha, ya with sukun. Lam, fatha, elongated by aleph. That last syllable is lam, fatha, elongated by aleph. Okay, the fatha should be written over the lam. Okay, let's look at the third word. Short vowel, diphthong, long vowel. Pronounce it. Nam, likayla, likayla, nam, likayla. Okay, line one, last word is a word that we all should be familiar with. Okay. Ba, fatta, ya with sukun, that's a diphthong, followed by tanween. Last word.
Baytun.
Baytun. Yani, as in the masajid. Yani, every masjid is what? Baytullah. The masjid is Baytullah. Naam. Okay, let's read this line together. Line one, first word.
K.
K. Second word.
Lay.
Lay. Third word.
Likayla.
Last word.
Baytun.
Line two. The first word has a short vowel, followed by a diphthong, followed by a short vowel. Short vowel, diphthong, short vowel. Ba.
Banaytu.
Banaytu. Banaytu. From the verb bana. Ana banaytu. Nam. The first word, huh? Banaytu means I built something, to build something. Bana. Banaytu. Second word, short vowel, diphthong, long vowel. Three syllables. Short, diphthong, long vowel. Second word.
Mashayna.
Mashayna. Mashayna. Naam. Third word is our word that we use for an example. Naam. Again.
Laylun.
لون
لام فتح ياء وسكون ليلون ليلون means a night ليلون okay line 2 last word short vowel diphthong tanwin three syllables نعم last word
سهيلون
هي لي مي شي سهيلون okay let's read this line together line 2 first word
Ba-ne-tu.
Ba-ne-tu. Second word.
Mashena.
Third word.
Leilun.
Last word.
Suheilun.
Okay, line three. Line three. The first word is short vowel. Diphthong, short vowel. Three syllables. Short, diphthong, short. First word.
Abeiti,
abeiti, abeiti. Second word, nam.
Beina.
Beina. Beina. Third word, short vowel, diphthong, short vowel followed by sukun, yani three syllables. Three syllables. Third word. Baketun. From which verb? Baka yabki, baka yabki. Yani baka means to cry. Baketum means you all, excluding me, you all cried. Baketum. Naam. Last word, short vowel, diphthong, long vowel, short vowel. Four syllables. Short, diphthong, long vowel, short vowel. Last word.
Suleiman.
Suleymanu. Suleymanu. Naam. Okay, let's read this line together. Line 3, first word. Abeiti. Second word.
Beina.
Third word. Baketum. Baketum. Last word.
Suleymanu.
Suleymanu. Suleymanu. What's the Suleyman? What is it? It's a name, a proper name, like the name of one of the Anbiya, right? Suleyman, alayhi salam. Suleyman, a prophet who was the son of a prophet, right? Hold on, excuse me? The who? Who? Suleymanu. Suleymanu. Huh? No, it doesn't differentiate, it doesn't make the meaning different. But words normally have a vowel on the end, or tanween if they are nouns, right? They have tanween, or if they have alif lam, a single vowel. There's some special rules concerning this, but what is important is that normally when we say a name, we don't pronounce the vowel on the end. Normally, when we say a name, we don't pronounce the vowel on the end. Yani we don't say Abdul Maliki. We just say Abdul Malik. We don't pronounce the kesra on the end. Huh? But there are vowels there. When we're saying a name, normally we don't pronounce the vowel. So Suleyman, there's a vowel on the end. Suleymanu. Naam. Well, yeah. Okay, Naam. Lean? Yani, Lam, Fatta, I mean, Lam, Kesra, Ya with Sukoon, Noon. Lean. Lam, Kesra, Ya with Sukoon, Noon. Al-Lean, yani with Alif Lam. Okay, did we read this line together? We read it, right? Okay, let's read it individually. Okay, lesson 19, page 39, line 1. Who wants to read? Raise your hand. Now, Abdul Shakur. The first word, line 1.
K.
K, second word. Second word, Naam Suleyman. I'm sorry, Suleyman. That's Abdullahi. You Suleyman, right? Suleyman, you didn't raise your hand, right? No, he didn't raise. Okay, Abdullahi. Huh? Oh, he's trying. Okay, no problem. I'm Abdullahi, I meant to say. You know, I'm looking at Suleyman, and I'm meaning to call on Abdullahi, but I'm seeing Suleyman sitting there. I want to call on him so... I am so anxious to call him, I'm just calling out his name. Even though it's you raising your hand. I'm sorry. No problem. Okay, line 1, third word. Third word, Mustafa.
Likayla.
Likayla. Last word. Abdul Sabor, did you just read?
No.
Okay, Abdul Sabor.
Beitun.
Line two. First word. Who wants to read? Line two. First word. Naam, Abdul Wali. Baneitu. Second word. Who wants to read? Go ahead, Mustafa.
Mashina.
Third word. Abdul Shakur.
Laylun.
Last word. Yusuf.
Suhailun.
Line three, first word. Who wants to read? Anna, who's Anna? Abdul Aziz. Abayti. Second word. Somebody else. Okay, Abdul Rahman. Baina. Third word. Over here on this side. No hands coming up. On this side. Muhammad Mente. Bakaytum. Last word. Salahuddin.
Sulaymanu.
Any question? Okay, so the diphthong, the concept of the diphthong, it's just a combination of two different vowels. Instead of fatha being followed by aleph, elongating it, fatha is followed by a different vowel, yani making a new combination. Instead of kesra being followed by ya, we have fatha being followed by ya. Meaning, we're making a combination of two different vowel sounds. The sound of it should be like ay in day or may or yani stay, way, and so on. Or in Arabic, as in layl or bait, like this. Any question? Okay, yes. Baina means between. Bainahuma, between them, between the two of them. Bainahuma. Naam. Okay, let's review, if there's no question, let's review the lessons that we already reviewed the last two lessons that we took. We reviewed 17 and 18 in the beginning of the class. So let's go back to lesson 12. Let's go back to lesson 12 on page 25 and 26. Those are the lessons that we took the weeks before. Not last week, but 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago and 2 weeks ago. Lesson 12, page 25 and 26. Lesson 12, page 25, 26. All right, everybody got the page? Page 25.
Yeah.
Page 25, lesson 12. This particular lesson is the elongation of the kesra short vowel by ya. Okay, now, remember, the kesra followed by ya is elongating the kesra, as opposed to the ya, when it's following a fatha that we had today, that's a diphthong combination of two different vowel sounds. Okay, the sound should be kesra followed by ya. It should be e, as in me or knee, and so on. Okay, let's read line 1, page 25. Line 1, first word, everybody.
Li.
Li. Second word.
B.
Third word.
Mali.
Fourth word.
Kuli.
One short vowel and one long vowel.
Kuli.
Kuli. Line two. First word.
Kitabi.
Second word.
Kalami.
Third word.
Makilun.
Last word.
Takilu.
Naam. Line three. First word.
Talinu.
Second word.
Tumitu.
Third word.
Tabitu.
Last word.
Tuhinu.
Turn to page 26. Line 4, lesson 12. Line 4, first word.
Muhinun.
Second word.
Tubinu.
Third word.
Lima.
A long vowel and a short vowel.
Lima.
Lima. Cut the second one short. Lima. Last word, line 4.
Mubinun.
Mubinun, line 5, first word, short vowel, long vowel, tanween. First word.
Kalimun.
Kalimun, second word.
Mahibun.
Mahibun, third word.
Munibun.
Munibun, last word.
Lahibun.
Okay, line 6, first word, short vowel, long vowel, tanween. First word.
Nabilun.
Nabilun. Second word.
Nabihun.
Nabihun. Third word.
Banihi.
Banihi. Yani short, long, short. Banihi. Last word.
Nabni.
Nabni. Five. Lesson 13, page 27 and 28. Next page. Page 13 is dealing with the long vowel. Yani dhamma being elongated by wow, oo sound. Line 1, short vowel, long vowel, tanween. Line 1, first word.
Mulukun.
Second word.
Malumun.
Malumun. Third word.
Nalumu.
Last word.
Batulun.
Second line. First word, short vowel, long vowel, short vowel.
Banuka.
Second word.
Malulun.
Third word.
Namutu.
Line 3, short vowel, long vowel, short vowel. Line 3, first word.
Tamutu.
Second word.
Kuni.
Nam. Two long vowels.
Kuni.
Last word. Nam kulu hu. Short, long, short. Kulu hu. Page 28, lesson 13, line 4, first word, short vowel, long vowel, tanween.
Humumun.
Second word.
Kulumun.
Third word.
Tabuku.
Short. Short, long, short. Tabuku. Okay, after this, lesson 14. Lesson 14 dealing with the consonant Hamza. Again, remember that the Hamza is a letter, a consonant that can take a vowel of its own. In this lesson, we're going to see it written with Fatha or Kesra or Dhamma. But the important thing is that we're going to pronounce Hamza like the sound of its vowel, irregardless of the fact that it's written on top of an aleph. Sometimes it may be written on top of a waw. Sometimes it may be written on top of a yeah. But we're not going to pay attention to the seat. We're just going to pay attention to Hamza and its vowel. Okay? Page 29, lesson 14, line 1, first word. M. Second word.
N.
Third word.
In.
Fourth word. Anna. Hold the shadda. Anna. No long vowel, but hold the shadda. Anna. Last word, line 1.
Inna.
Inna. Line 2. Line 2. First word, pay attention to the shadda and the follow, and it being followed by a long vowel here. First word.
Imma.
Imma. Imma. Second word.
Amma.
Amma. Third word. Short. It's a short vowel followed by a tanween. No long vowels in here. No shadda. Just abun. 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 Fourth word. Short vowels. All of them. Fourth word. Again. Akala. Last word.
Akaltu.
Akaltu. Okay. Line 3. First word, short vowel, long vowel, tanween. Three syllables, short, long, tanween. First word.
Aminun.
Aminun. Second word.
Amanun.
Amanun. Third word.
Aktubu.
Aktubu. Last word.
Akunu.
Akunu. Page 30, lesson 14, page 30, line 4. First word, short vowel, long vowel, short vowel. First word.
Amutu.
Amutu. Second word.
Analu.
Analu. Third word.
Abana.
أبانا.
Last word.
Uhinu.
Line 5. First word.
Ub.
Second word.
Abuhu.
Third word. Remember the third word. The meme has fatha. The lamb has fatha. And the hamza is written on top of the aleph with tanween. Okay, third word. No long vowels.
Ma-la-un.
Ma-la-un. Ma-la-un. Last word.
Ka-la-un.
Ka-la-un. Ka-la-un. Line 6. First word.
Anta.
Anta. Second word.
Anti.
Anti. Third word.
Antum.
Antum. Line 7. First word. No long vowels.
Nabaun.
Second word.
E.
Third word.
Imanun.
Last word.
Ilamun.
Still lesson 14, page 31. Line 8. Line 8, page 31. First word.
Ooh.
Ooh. Second word.
Uminu.
Uminu. Last word.
Ulimu.
Ulimu. Nam. Turn to page 32. Lesson 15. Lesson 15 is another lesson with the letter Hamza. But it's when Hamza is written on top of Aleph, its vowel is Fatha being elongated by another Aleph. Instead of writing two Alephs, one Aleph the seat for Hamza, and the second Aleph is elongating the Fatha vowel of the Hamza. Okay, instead of writing two Alephs, we're going to write one with a wiggly line on top of it. It means that it's Hamza with Fatha elongated by Aleph. Ah, it's pronounced ah. Okay, Fatha elongated by Aleph. Lesson 15, page 32, line 1, first word. Anna. Second word. Ala. Third word. Amana. Fourth word.
Akulu.
Last word.
Ma'alun.
Excellent. Mashallah. Mumtaz. Line 2. First word. Ahi. Second word. Abba. Third word.
Ameen.
Fourth word. Amalun. There should be the same count. Amalun. Two long vowels and then tanween. Last word.
Alun.
Line 3. First word.
Alu.
Second word.
Anukun.
Anukun. Third word.
Atuni.
Three long vowels. Atuni. Fourth word.
Amenna.
Last word.
Ati.
Okay, this is just a quick review of the previous lessons, 12, 13, 14, and 15. In the beginning of the class, we reviewed 16 and 17. So today, inshallah, we reviewed 12 through 17, and we took two new lessons today, 18 and 19. Please take serious the responsibility of al-muraja'a. Al-muraja'a means what?
Review.
Practice, review, reviewing. It's very important to review. The more you review, the better you're going to be able to recognize the letters and the words, the better you're going to be able to read. And also, part of the review at home is writing out the exercises. I want to ask. Who has been writing out the exercises? I want to ask. I'm not asking. I'm just afraid of what the answer might be. Oh, I see hands, mashallah. Okay, good. All right. Please write out the exercises. Practice writing them out as much as possible. Also, practice reading from your own handwriting so you get used to seeing handwriting, not just textbook print, yani from the computer, right? Practice reading, practice writing, and practice listening
to somebody else read the lesson to you. So you train your ear to hear the sounds. And sometimes you have to practice listening while looking at the book, and then you also have to practice listening without looking at the book. To see if you can recognize what you hear without seeing it, and if you can write what you hear. Listening, writing what you hear. Okay, that's part of our 5-step program of reviewing these lessons. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. MashaAllah, if you keep doing the way you're doing now, by the time we get to the end of this book, everybody's going to be reading. MashaAllah, excellent. Mumtaz. Everybody, MashaAllah. Just hang on. Don't give up. Don't fall out. Don't get lazy. Don't get sick one day and say, I can't make it today because I'm sick. Because if I get sick, I'm still going to be here. Okay, if you have to be hospitalized, that's different. But if you're not hospitalized, then we want to see you here. Barakallahu feekum wa jazakum Allahu khayra. Okay, I do have an extra exercise for the letter seen from today. If anybody would like to do some extra exercises, I have some here somewhere. Let me see. This is the letter seen.
Take one, right?
Yeah, take one and give it to let the other brothers take.
I need an extra one for the other brother.
Yeah, take two then. No problem.
Okay, just two here.